Fearing what effect a collapse of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac might have on the economy, the federal government stepped in and took over in what could amount to a $200 billion federal intervention. MU financial planning professor Robert Wegley says there really weren't any options left.
If anybody's going to step in and solve the problem, the U.S. government is the wealthiest entity on earth that can do it.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, creations of Congress, provide funding for about three-quarters of new home mortgages. Wegley says the biggest benefit to the government's action is that it will bring stability to the housing market.
We need the stabilization to exist so that people decide, prices aren't going to keep coming down, because they keep waiting for them to get as low as they possibly can before they go out and buy a house. And, if they think that they're going to stabilize, well, they're going to go out and buy the house. If they think that they're stabilized, lenders will be willing to lend money on that value because they now begin to believe that, well, the price is not going to go any lower than this.
The future of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is uncertain, says Wegley. He says the next president will have a big say in it. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.